is my pleasure to present.
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Final hour of the program. You can call at 1-800-920-1140. Hey, it's toll free. We'll pick up the long distance charges. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah. What were some of those 10-10-3-2-20?
10-10-3-2-1, I think. 3-2,
yeah. I remember seeing those commercials all over the place.
Are you old enough to ever have owned a calling card?
Yes. Same. Had to take one to Chile.
You went to Chile?
Sure did.
That's random. How did I not know that? For what?
Junior Pan American Championships.
In what?
Karate.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm not. I'm laughing at the fact that I laughed, and I should not laugh. So you were a big karate guy.
I wouldn't say big, but...
Well, what belt?
I got up to brown. I competed in black, though.
When you say you competed in black, you mean like your gi was black?
No, black belt division.
Oh, I got you. Were you...
Many moons and less of a gotta go.
Were you a Kia guy or a Haya guy? What was your word that huh?
You just heard it.
No, what'd you say? Come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Nope.
You don't have to. Okay, my birthday.
Go back in the archives, which you can get at khdk.com later
my
today.
My birthday is in August.
Okay.
Well, I will free you from any present you have to give me.
I didn't know I was under any sort of mandate to give you a present.
You're not. So you were a Kia guy.
I wouldn't say IKEA. I don't want to see
IKEA
in a.
I forget. So that's kind of good though. If we ever
remember
had, like,
IKEA conversation last.
Yeah, I do.
See,
I remember. So that's good. If we're ever on remote or something, and somebody tries to get fresh, we have a bodyguard here. You just roll up and kick them.
Who, Bobby Jones? I'm
you.
Not kicking anybody.
What are you talking about? You competed
Chris
internationally.
Watkins?
You went to Chile and competed internationally in martial arts.
Really bad driving in that country, by the way. I saw like 4 car accidents happen right in front of me.
What branch of the martial arts were you?
Karate.
Straight up karate?
Yeah, traditional.
Did you ever train in anything else?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
No.
So you are not a mixed martial artist.
I am not. I am just a martial artist.
Wow.
No mixing there.
I took 2 weeks of Taekwondo when I was like 8. So I am too a fellow.
Okay, so why did you stop, just out of curiosity?
Because the truth, because the kids across the street took it, and I went with them, and my 2-week free membership was up, and my parents were like, no.
Did you enjoy those 2 weeks?
I think I can still do the belt thing. I haven't memorized to get like a little stripe on my white belt or whatever it was.
Oh, the basics?
Yeah, you had to do like the, you know, the
forms.
Block. Yeah.
Is that how it went?
Awesome moves you saw on YouTube. Today is inauguration day, and no, we're not going to get political, relax, but we're going to have some fun. We've been having fun all morning with all the pardons that came out last night. By the way, Tiger King not pardoned.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Lil Wayne pardoned. Tiger King not
pardoned.
Kodak
Black was also pardoned.
Yes, he was. Kodak Black was pardoned. So as we look at former Presidents Obama and Clinton on the rostrum, the review stand. I forget the terminology.
Their seats.
Is that Alex Rodriguez? Did I just see?
J-Lo's performing, so that would make sense.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Dude, they're showing Alex Rodriguez. What the hell is Alex Rodriguez doing? Okay, because J-Lo's there. Very dapper looking Alex Rodriguez.
Isn't he always?
He is.
He's a very pretty man.
So we're having.
Glistening skin.
We're having fun. With, by the way, Chris wants us to know he trained in karate, taekwondo.
Yeah, Chris, no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares, Chris. So we're having fun with pardons in the sports world. Who do you pardon? What do you pardon? So just let me bring people up to date.
Okay.
So we asked, would you pardon the Maloofs? 86% of you have said no. So I'm just going to run through a little lightning round with you, Jay, YouTube chat.
Play along.
Text line 44-1140, and you can call us if you have pardon ideas, 1-800-920-1140. Or you have arguments as to why you would or would not pardon someone. All right, so we'll go through some easy ones. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yes, pardon.
I agree. The umpire at first base who screwed up Armando Galarraga's perfect game.
Jim Joyce.
Jim Joyce. Do you pardon him for his mistake?
Yes, because Galarraga forgave him.
I agree. Pete Rose.
Yes.
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Yes.
You pardon him?
I said that earlier.
I know you did. Dodger. Well, we don't have the same audience.
Yeah, we do.
Dodger fan. Jay Mars pardons Barry Bonds.
I do. Impartial.
Here are some ones submitted during the break from the audience. Raider fan. Do you pardon Mark Davis for taking the team to Las Vegas? I thought that was interesting.
It's very interesting.
I'm not a Raider fan, but I was fascinated throughout the process because I tried to equate taking the team to Vegas like the Kings moving to Seattle. It pissed me off, and I was sticking up for Raider fan. And my golly, if I wasn't called out by many Raider fans that said, "Nah, man, the Raider fan, the Raider brand travels. It's as long a flight to Vegas as it is a drive to Oakland." And now we get to, you know, go party in Vegas all weekend and then go to the game on Sunday, come home, fly back Sunday night, good to go for work Monday, maybe a little bit of a headache. You know, silver and black, you know, for life. And,
woo!
You know, Raiders, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I would be curious if Mark Davis, if you polled all Raider fans, would receive a pardon for moving them to Las Vegas. I don't think that's a slam dunk one way or the other.
Do L.A. Raider fans pardon Al Davis for moving the team back to Oakland?
I would bet they don't. In fact, I guarantee you, if you voted on Rams, Chargers, or Raiders, the Raiders would still be the most wanted team in Los Angeles.
Do you pardon the 49ers for missing Aaron Rodgers and drafting Alex Smith?
Oof. Yeah, because it happens. I mean, it was a terrible mistake, but, you know. I mean, was that?
I mean, that altered the trajectory of the entire franchise.
Bigger miss. Alex Smith instead of Aaron Rodgers. Or Marvin Bagley instead of Luka Doncic.
Alex Smith instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Bigger miss.
Way bigger miss. Think about what Rodgers has accomplished in his, 16 years in the NFL?
I guess we can't answer that right now, can we?
No.
Like right now, you're exactly right. I don't know what we're going to say about Luka in 10, 15 years.
But if Aaron Rodgers was drafted by the Niners, they would have won a Super Bowl, I believe, in the last 15 years.
I agree with
that. That would have happened.
Here's an interesting one. Would you pardon Chris Webber for what, you might ask?
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Would you pardon Chris Webber for calling the timeout in the national championship game that they did not have?
Yes.
You know, I would too. College kid, number one pick in the draft.
Was he 19, 20 years old?
And when you go back and look at it, it's very likely that did not cost them the game.
No, they...
they were already down.
Yeah.
It would have been a stretch.
It's a bonehead move, and it obviously sticks out for the reasons why it does.
It's no guarantee. Would you pardon Shaquille O'Neal for calling the Kings the Queen?
No. No pardon, sir.
Let me rephrase that. Would you pardon Kings minority governor Shaquille O'Neal for calling the Kings the Queens?
No.
I 100% agree with you.
I figured you would. Seeing that you don't even like the fact that he is a minority governor of the team.
Seeing that I don't like the fact that he's a man. That's like saying, seeing that you don't. That's like if the Rays had won the World Series on a walk-off home run this year. That's like me saying to you, seeing that you didn't like the fact that the Rays hit the walk-off home run against your dad. Like, I'm just saying, to say that I don't like Shaquille O'Neal being an owner of the Kings is a complete understatement. I don't like fish, cooked fish. I don't like cooked fish.
It's really tasty.
But I can tolerate it. I cannot stand it. Every day that Shaquille O'Neal is a part owner of the Kings makes my skin crawl.
Is it for all the Laker reasons?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
What if he took like a more active role in the community? you know, was out and really became a true champion of the franchise.
It would make it if it was more than just Shaq three times a season says
we don't get that.
You know, my Kings on TNT, you know, or six, like three times a year he says something and that's the extent of his ownership. Yeah, if he was more active in the community, if he took more hands-on role. And by the way, I'm not talking about being a GM or a coach.
No, just again, an ambassador almost of the franchise.
Yeah, like when he was supposed to mentor DeMarcus Cousins.
He did. Right out of the city.
Yeah, great job. Yeah, I just hate it. It's nothing. We've had Shaq on the show. Shaq's an awesome dude. I'd love to have him on. Shaq's one of my favorite personalities, period, mm-hmm. end of statement. He's a cool dude, man, and a great life, like a life well-lived. America's pitch man, if you will.
Yeah.
But I just, yeah, it's a Laker thing. And God bless and rest his soul. I would have hated it the same if Kobe Bryant was a part owner of the Kings. I think I would have hated it less because I think Kobe would have been able to do some pretty amazing things heading up a basketball team. If that's what he had chosen to do, I think Kobe would have put himself all in, and I think it would have been more of a net positive on the franchise.
Do the Ravens pardon what was ever caused the lights to go out in the Super Bowl against the 49ers?
Yeah, because they won. Had they lost.
Do you pardon Jim Harbaugh for those final few plays down there at the goal line?
Well, no, here's one. Do you pardon Tony Romo, if you're a Cowboy fan, for the drop, snap, and scramble to the end zone in the playoff game against the Seahawks?
No.
Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah.
That's rough.
I understand that, but you know, you do the crime, you pay the time, or however that works.
I don't think that's how it goes, dude.
Pretty sure it's close enough.
We said earlier, Phillip Rivers is fifth on the list of all-time living football players with amount of children. I ask all, I think they already have. Have the Red Sox pardoned they have, right? The late great Bill Buckner?
Yeah, he's been pardoned. Okay. Yeah. After they won the World Series, it was kind of one of those things that once they won, all was forgiven. But there was a long time where that was probably the biggest, like, issue in Boston sports. I mean, all of them. Like, the biggest blip.
Sure.
Was Buckner.
From the 916, What about Robert Horry? Would you pardon him?
No.
Get out of here.
I pardon nobody that contributed to my pain in that series. Oh, how about that?
How about this? Do you pardon Rick Fox?
Yeah, him and Doug have made up.
And hasn't Rick Fox, not only did he get the uppercut heard around the world, but that is a gif on Twitter. That mm-hmm. is... He Rick Fox is probably as known for getting socked in the chin by Doug Christie as he is for his basketball career or his lovely acting career and even modeling career. I feel like he's most known for getting socked. So doesn't he kind of deserve a pardon, even though he's a dirty Laker?
He is, but
he's paid his dues.
You remember several years ago, Doug putting out the picture of the two of them. They were commentating, I think, at Summer League. And Doug was uppercutting.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You've never seen that? Oh, yeah, that picture's out there. Look for it.
And Rick, see, that's good.
That's what I'm saying.
And Rick, good yes. for that. Good.
So, yes, he deserves a pardon because he had fun with it later.
a lot of different people have asked me if you pardoned Tim Donaghy. That is one of the weirdest, like, urban legends. Tim Donaghy had nothing to do with the Lakers-Kings series. He didn't.
Everybody lumps him into that because he has mentioned that, you know, he had knowledge of the situation. Yeah. So a lot of people will always lump Donaghy in like, oh, well, he cheated, so he must have been one of the refs. No. There were three referees. Dick Pavetta.
Monty McCutcheon.
No. Delaney.
Bob Delaney.
And Bernhardt.
Monty McCutcheon wasn't on that?
No.
Yeah, I even forgot.
Bernhardt, Delaney, and Old Man Rivers.
I know, but I know Donaghy wasn't.
Is Bavetta still with us?
I don't think so.
If he passed, that'd have been recently.
Gosh, I hate this game. I hate because you're acknowledging that you don't know if somebody died. Ah, Dick Bavetta's 81.
All right.
Still going strong. Sweet. Okay, good. I was afraid. Remember when Dick Bavetta raced
Charles Barkley? Yeah.
And he fell at the end and his knee was bleeding? I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but also you were in that series. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I want him to have a bloody knee.
Justice was served.
David Justice. I have all this great
content. Pardon David Justice?
For what?
Breaking up with Halle Berry?
No. From the 916.
Pardon Aaron Rodgers for breaking up with Olivia Munn.
No, God, no.
Yeah. Bad move, Aaron.
Didn't he also break up or was broken up with, wasn't he with Danica Patrick?
Yeah, they're broken up.
Yeah. From the 916, pardon Shooter McGavin for blowing that 4-shot lead.
Yeah. Happy was on, dude. And I can't blame Shooter for Happy hitting an impossible putt.
Do you pardon Sizzler guy for trying to blow up Happy Gilmore?
No.
Because he's still in jail.
Probably.
No.
It's a federal offense trying to murder somebody.
I don't think he's still in jail.
That's attempted murder. What are you talking about?
Do you pardon Happy Gilmore?
I got a Sizzler.
Do you pardon Happy Gilmore for skipping out on his lady friend for breakfast?
Ooh. I'll get back to you on that one.
Of course, all this great content going on the social media, and half of everybody is talking about that, and the other half is still on this minor answer I gave last night to somebody about my disdain for air fryers. The dumbest stuff people pick up on. I don't like air fryers.
Yeah, we're not all perfect. Like the King's defense.
I actively dislike air fryers. I see what you
did
there.
We're not all perfect.
I it's too big. It takes up too much counter space and get a little convection oven. It's cheaper. I think it's a placebo when people are like, oh, dude, these fries in the air fryer are amazing.
They are. I've done both the convection and the air fryer. The air fryer is better.
I'll put them in the oven.
No.
You're fine.
No, the air fryer is better. Hey, do you think Luke Walton should invest in an air fryer to heat up that King's defense? Ayo.
They said, well done. 90% of the practice yesterday was spent on defense.
Why only 90 is my question.
Yeah, I know. There are many, many questions. So, number one, why only 90?
Hoop in basket. They got that part down.
They got that down. They're top 10 in offense, so shouldn't all your practices be defense?
I guess put ball in basket, not hoop in basket. That's not good basketball.
Number two, it also begs the question, well, why'd you wait so long? Like, this isn't a new thing. Shouldn't all practices be that?
Yeah, when you're 31st out of 30 in defense and are trending to have the worst defensive rating in NBA history, I think so. I don't think you should talk about anything else but defense at this point.
Right. I think your 5 starters should be predicated on who plays the best defense. And then go from there. Like, switch the philosophies.
Who are the Kings' top 5 defenders? Okay. Do they even have 5 decent defenders?
Yeah. Okay, so you go Tyrese Halliburton at the 2. You would go De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton, probably Harrison Barnes, Rashawn Holmes.
Hassan Whiteside?
Yeah. That's actually what you'd do.
Just run the 2 bigs?
That is exactly what you would do. You would move Holmes to the 4, Whiteside to the 5.
Bring Marvin and Buddy off the bench?
And you would go, that's exactly what, if you were trying to start their best defensive lineup. You know, and normally I'd say Corey Joseph, but my goodness, has he fallen off? I mean, really, almost to the point where, you know, when you my comparisons are terrible. You know, when you haven't seen somebody in a long time, and they've lost a lot of weight, but they're right at that line of, because I've made this mistake before. They're right at the line of, hey, you've lost a lot of weight. You look great. What have you been doing? And what I did with a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time. In fact, a friend in media. When I said, hey, you've lost a lot of weight. You look fantastic. What have you been doing? And their response was, well, I've been undergoing chemo. Have fun with that moment. Now, to be fair, he was very, very gracious about the whole thing because my heart was in the right place. And I thought he actually looked fantastic and had really dropped about 30, 40 pounds since I last saw this person. But boy, is that that's like second to the what's the other? When are you due? I'm not pregnant.
I can beat that, and I'm not going to.
Like, if you can beat that, then I almost say you shouldn't.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you during the break. But I can beat that one.
But with Corey Joseph, my point is that I it's like he's fallen off so badly. Not that he was a superstar, but he just looked so bad out there on offense and defense, with a couple of noted exceptions, especially earlier in the year, that I it's almost at that point where I go, oh, God, is he hurt? But I don't think they throw him out there if he's hurt, is my point. But, yeah, that is the lineup. That's the lineup. If you go Fox, Halliburton, Barnes, Holmes, Whiteside. Now, that would be an ugly, ugly game. And they'd probably still get their ass kicked. But you know what? If I'm Luke Walton, I say, go for it, dude. Go for it. Just give him at least. What did Steve Kerr say yesterday? He said, you know, he was on a radio show. He said, if I'm being perfectly honest, if I was trying to win a game tomorrow, I had to win a game tomorrow, this probably isn't the starting lineup I'd throw out there, but these are going to be the important pieces. Like, that's the way to go, man. From the 916, do you pardon Smalls for that weird baseball cap with the extremely large bill and sand left? Yeah, I think so. And another pardon I'll throw out, I pardon a lot of you, especially those of you who've been on this earth for 44 years or longer. If you have not at this point, talk to my good friend Lon Lundgren, Mr. Motorhome, about a gently used RV. If you have not seen the guard puppies, if you have not taken advantage on his Mr. Motorhome apparel that he will give you. And here to join us right now, the legendary Lon Lundgren, Mr. Motorhome, to talk about how to get you in a gently used recreational vehicle. Good morning, Lon.
Well, good morning to you and all the KHDK listeners out there. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's a very easy process, folks. It's nothing to be afraid of. Just come over to Mr. Motorhome. We are as low pressure as it gets. You don't get a salesman chomping at your bits, following you around. We let you walk around at your own leisurely pace. Every RV is open. You can walk through, take a look at it. Of course, I'm always there to answer any questions. You get my personal attention when you come to Mr. Motorhome. And I'm going to tell you right now, Dave, the selection is unbelievable at Mr. Motorhome. Big selection of diesels, Class A gas, a few Class Cs, a fifth wheel, a trailer. Hey, folks, every single one is absolutely like brand new. And like Dave says, they're gently used for a very good reason, because you save a ton of money. That's why. Why not buy one every bit as good as a new one, but pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars less for the very same thing? So if money's not an object, buy a new one. If you want to save some money, come see me at Mr. Motorhome. I guarantee the absolute best deals you're going to get on an RV anywhere. And by the way, if you're selling one, hey, I'd be happy to come out, take a look at your RV, give you a free appraisal, look at it, make you an offer, and write you a check right on the spot. And I guarantee it'll be the best offer you're going to get. So whether you're selling or buying, Mr. Motorhome's a place to go. Of course, check out our website, MrMotorhome.com. We have beautiful pictures of every piece of inventory that we have. It's just like being there. Take a look at it, but by all means, come down and see me. But of course, when you do, and by the way, we have the Carmichael Dave special right there. I guarantee it's the best deal on the lot. Mention you heard me on Dave's show, and I have a beautiful Mr. Motorhome hat for you. And boy, I love to paper the whole town with my Mr. Motorhome hats. It does me well when I go out and I see somebody wearing a Mr. Motorhome hat. Join the crowd. You could have one. Stop by. And, of course, the guard puppies all sit for them. They'll be right there to say hello to you when you come in.
Mr. Motorhome. I got to get that. I got to load that into the computer so you don't have to hear me singing. MrMotorhome.com. Go check out my good friend Lon Lundgren. I got to talk to him. I got to get him to mail me a hat so I can wear it during our commercials for the YouTube people. All right, we'll take a break. Yeah!
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, final half hour of the program. We'll talk to Ed Crane for the last time today. The inauguration already beginning of President-elect, soon to be President, Joe Biden. I'm sure we'll touch on that. Once in a Blue Moon with Jay Mars. What's on tap? A crossover and so much more. The fastest half hour in sports radio starts now.
Here's your bottom of the hour news and information update with Ed Crane.
Good morning. It is not your grandfather's inauguration, not even your great-grandfather's. For the first time since 1865, one president will not be on hand as his successor is inaugurated. President Donald Trump will become ex-president in less than a half an hour. Has flown home to Florida with him the so-called football with the nuclear codes. They will be deactivated at noon Eastern time as Joe Biden becomes our 46th president and gets his own football. Donald Trump did rather hold up one tradition. He left a private letter for Joe Biden in the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. Before leaving, the president issued 143 pardons, among those with the get-out-of-jail-free or don't-go-at-all card, former aide Steve Bannon, and rapper Lil Wayne. 2004, a great year for quarterbacks with Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger drafted. Manning called it a career last year. Philip Rivers announced his retirement today. Big Ben still active for now. That's the information you need. I'm Ed Crane. Here again, Carmichael Dave.
Well, here we go. 28 minutes left, and everyone is on the rostrum. Or what is it, the rostrum or the reviewing stand? I always mix
those.
They're both.
I think they're equal.
I believe.
You know, say one or the other. I think reviewing stand's a little more colloquial.
Okay.
Mike Pence is there, by the way.
Saw that. Mike Pence, President Obama and Michelle, President Clinton and Hillary. I assume George Bush is there.
I don't think Jimmy Carter made the trip.
No, he didn't. Yeah. I think that was coronavirus. I think he announced that a while ago.
Does he have the virus?
No. I think he was
just afraid of it.
I could be wrong about that, but I think it was COVID related. Not that he has it, but that he wanted to not have it. They're doing a prayer right now. I see John Roberts, and here we go. And in 27 minutes, Ed, everything will be better. And the world will be perfect and nothing will be wrong.
And Russia will stop meddling.
Yes. Russia will stop meddling. Everything's great. There's no more problems in the world.
Is that true that Donald Trump put in a bid on one of Mr. Motorhome's homes?
Yes. Gently used. Get across the country. Get across the country in the hat and make it happen. Oh, boy. All right. Well, by this time tomorrow, the stock market last, because I've been looking at that just out of curiosity. Stock market last I checked, it's up 174. NASDAQ's up 221.
Big earnings day, too. A lot of United Healthcare, a lot of companies reporting, so it could be a big day.
Could be. Well, no matter how you look at it, it is a big day. We'll see. You know, here we go.
We just keep on going. Think about a democracy.
It's history. You know, regardless at this point, it's history. And I felt I had the same energy in January 2017. The guy I wanted to win did not, or excuse me, the lady I wanted to win did not. And, you know, but I don't know. People are going to feel how they feel, but I appreciate the history. I appreciate especially more than I ever have in my entire life. I'm knocking on wood here because I'm very superstitious. I appreciate the peaceful transition of power. So,
sure.
Ed, great job today. Thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I will see you again in the Biden administration.
Yes, you will. And when we talk next, we'll have a new president. Thank you, sir. Have a good one. That's Ed Crane. From the 916, in my mind, Ed Crane is an aficionado of underground fighting leagues and was at the magical 1980s Kumite, where Frank Dukes had the fastest knockout and was blinded and still won and avenged his friend Ogre and got his $10 Harley Davidson bandana back. That's a great question. Do we pardon Chong Li for killing a man in the Kumite and then smashing Ogre's head?
I'll one-up you. Do you pardon Frank Dukes for making up a lot of stuff?
Let's be real clear. Do you pardon Frank Dukes for pretty much making up the entire...
Everything.
I never had felt he needed a pardon because there was a little stolen valor there. What a great story he gave us. And maybe the best 1980s movie montage of all time.
You had the workout
montage. And then the best one, though, was... Frank Dukes and Ogre knew each other for 35 seconds. And then in the montage to get you to really root for Frank Dukes and pull on the heartstrings, it showed the like three moments they had together.
Playing a video game.
Playing a pinball video game in the middle of a bar. Or was it Space Invaders or something?
Something.
And I also love the way how everybody in movies, when they play a video game, whether it's an arcade game or a handheld game, there's two things that happen. Number one, if you're playing an arcade game, everybody spastically moves the joystick and hammers the buttons no matter what the game is. And if you're seeing on TV somebody playing a handheld, you know, a Xbox, PlayStation type video game, they always have their arms completely outstretched and they're twisting and turning the controller and smashing the buttons. That's not how it works.
The one that used to bug me was on the Fresh Prince. They'd have the Nintendo above the TV with the wires going in front of the screen. I'm like, nobody plays like that.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody, I don't remember that.
Nobody plays like that.
They had
that.
The wires hanging in front of the television?
It's the only way to play it if it's on top. Is Frank Dukes in jail?
I don't think so. Oh, hold on.
I know Dennis Alexio is.
This is an offensive text. From the 916. I believe they played a weird two-joystick karate game. That's my fault for saying pinball. That's Karate Champ, the classic, beautiful, legendary video game Karate Champ. My fault for forgetting that. Jeez. Once in a blue moon. Starts right now.
Once in a blue moon, brought to you by Blue Moon Beer. Here's Jay Mar.
Here's a once in a blue moon precursor. How about once in a blue moon? Did you ever think at Inauguration Day the national anthem would be sung by Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Lay that in 7 years ago. By the way,
even then, still
give the Maloofs credit. They did help launch her first big break residency. Whatever was at the Palms. Remember Lady Gaga? Remember the official Lady Gaga Poker Face Kings commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maloofs.
All right. What's the blue?
All right. It wasn't a Phillip Rivers start until he started running a two-minute drill down one score with time running out.
Uh-huh.
Since making his first start in 2006, Rivers threw 1,176 passes in the fourth quarter of a one-score game, the most of any quarterback in that span. However, unfortunately for Phillip, he also had the most interceptions in that situation with 43.
Well, he'll be missed. I mean, he's not dying, but I'm looking forward to what Phillip Rivers' post-football career is going to be. Does he just disappear?
I can't wait for the documentary of his high school football team in some Alabama town that's like state champions every year.
I think
All eight of his kids make the team.
Like, I fully expect to read like an athletic deep dive someday where it's like, yeah, he's a coach at Mobile
High.
And every Saturday before the games, you can show up at Mobile High's campus, and there's Phillip Rivers with his kids and a bunch of Blackstone griddles cooking up hot dogs. And if you show up, you get a free hot dog, and you root the team on. He can afford it. Phillip Rivers can afford to buy all of Mobile High football fans hot dogs for the rest of theirs and his life.
Nathan's hot dogs at that.
Huh?
Nathan's
hot
dogs
even. With the crunchy casing. Here's a fun once in a blue moon fact for you. It's not fun. Did you know? Well, no. Here's why it's not fun. It's kind of sad. I read this yesterday. Did you know that had you made $100,000 a day, $100,000 a day from the day Jesus was born to today, you would not be as rich as Jeff Bezos. How crazy is that? You would have less money than Jeff Bezos.
I have thoughts. I'm going to keep them to myself.
There's a lot of things to have thoughts about that.
I have them. I have the thoughts.
I'm just saying.
Lots and lots of thoughts.
From zero to now. I don't know if you'd have bought Apple stock. Maybe that's different. But
yeah, but I didn't, so I have thoughts.
Still doing pardons all day today. Last thing before we take a break. People still sending in their pardons. Do you pardon the alligator for biting off Chubbs' hand.
Yes, I do. Chubbs should have never reached in.
I agree with that. Chubbs Peterson bears some responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pardon the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Principal Rooney.
For going to Ferris's house and doing all that.
Yes, I do.
I agree with that,
too. He was trying to keep Ferris in line. His parents were doing a terrible job raising him as a teenager. Principal Rooney was just trying to have Ferris reach his truest potential.
And let's be honest, Principal Rooney probably lost his job and was publicly disgraced.
Oh, for sure. Principal Rooney, the actual protagonist of that film?
Rooney! I think in retrospect, was Principal Rooney the hero? And was Ferris Bueller just a bad dude?
Yeah. Were Jeannie Bueller, his sister, and Principal Rooney the actual protagonists of that film? And Sloane, Cameron, and Ferris the antagonists?
I think so. Also, do we blame Ferris? We don't know what Cameron's dad did to him when he got home and found that Ferrari. And Ferris...
The psychological manipulation of Cameron by Ferris is disgusting.
And he's a hero because he can sing Twist and Shout.
Yeah. But on a float, randomly, and not get caught.
We don't know what happened to Cameron. His dad might have booted him. Might have just... That's a movie that needs a sequel. Where are they now? How fast? Because let's be honest, Alan Ruck, who I think is in The Succession, right?
He is. He is, by the way, he doesn't play a huge role, but he is terrific in his role.
Okay, so Alan Ruck, Jennifer Grey, Matthew Broderick, let's be honest, not really doing much.
Jennifer Grey won Dancing with the Stars, didn't she?
Okay, not really doing much.
Matthew Broderick's married to Sarah Jessica Parker still, right?
I think so. Not really doing much.
He had some cameos in 30 Rock.
I think he did a Broadway show.
Hey, I like Matthew Broderick.
So, well, I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying that would be a hell of a script. Ferris Bueller's day on.
Ferris Bueller's day off of work.
Did he and Sloane get married? Did they have kids?
Well, Sloane said at the end, he's going to marry me.
Okay, what about little Ferris Jr.? Is he a Ferris? Oh, God, I'm going to think about this. That's a hell of a script to write. And we have another pardon to get in when we get back. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, what's on tap? I believe we had a crossover. And so much more as Jennifer Lopez gets... What is she doing there again?
Singing, performing.
Oh, just a song? Because Lady Gaga...
I don't know how many songs,
okay,
but...
All right, we'll get to all this next.
Let's go, come on!
Uh-huh. It's What's on Tap. Here's what you need to know, what you need to watch, what you need to follow today. It's What's on Tap, brought to you by...
You got a look on your face. I'll let you pick the sponsor today.
Pardons. Do we pardon Dwight Schrute for killing Angela's cat by putting it in the freezer?
I think Angela pardoned Dwight. Hey, does... what was Rashida Jones' character's name on The Office?
I forget. Damn it.
But does she pardon Pam Beasley for swooping in on her man?
One of my favorite arguments is, was Pam Beasley really an evil person?
No.
She a bad person?
Absolutely
that is
not.
A big-time debate.
I believe there's a lot of holes to poke in that debate if you think she is bad. Pam Beasley was a go-getter in one part of her life.
Pam Beasley.
And that was Jim Halpert. Everything else she sucked at, but you know what? She made sure to get that.
Pam Beasley cheated on, what's-his-face?
Roy. Roy deserved it.
Pam Beasley broke up Rashida Jones and Jim.
They were never in love.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know. Never gave love a shot, dude.
Because he was in love with Pam. Jim Halpert, the one thing Pam Beasley did right on that show, everything else she seemed to fail at. Selling, arts, receptioning.
Do we pardon Pete D'Alessandro?
No. God, no.
Do we pardon the Kings for the gold jerseys?
No. How nobody looked at that finished product and you're just like, yeah, nah. Like, who looked at? I just want to know who's the person that looked at it. I'm like, yeah, that's the one right there. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I guess, and that was a really bad beholder on that day.
Oh, everyone's yelling at you. The video's not working.
Oh, shut up. Working now.
Do we have a crossover from Jay and Doug yesterday?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Kings and Clippers tonight, by the way. I mean, we'll watch. Somebody said, I forget where it was. I want to say it was on Kings Reddit. Shout out Kings Reddit, even though they don't like me. Somebody said being a Kings fan is like having an unpaid internship.
That is
really
accurate, well, actually.
Here's the hole I'd poke in that. Generally, in an unpaid internship, you get something out of it.
You get something out of being a Kings fan, too.
What?
Misery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You, at least an unpaid internship, the hope is that you get a resume boost. I mean, I guess if you're filling out a fan resume, I've spent my entire life. I've spent 35 years being a Kings fan. That's a pretty heavy thing to put on your resume.
Yeah, I feel like that would get you turned down by anywhere you were trying to apply to. Or any fanship or whatever.
Fanship?
Fanship, yes. It's like a fellowship.
What was that in the Anchorman? Yes. The wooden ship?
Yes.
Diversity.
It's an old wooden ship. All right. San Diego, Wells. Never mind.
As I had to remind Jay yesterday, Jason Ross off for a couple of days. Producer Jay Johnson, my guy, filled in with Doug Christie.
Filled in today, I believe, also?
Yeah, I believe so. And here's what they had to ask.
What's happening with Jason Ross and Doug Christie?
Hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Let's find out right now with the crossover. Here's today's crossover.
Well, DC, we might have seen the end of a great career with Drew Brees. We talked about it on the show when Jason was gone. Jay, what's up, fellas?
Yes.
My other Jay and my guy, CD. Yeah, Drew Brees, DC. Yeah.
Where do you guys got Drew in the pantheon of all-time greats? Break it down on how you see Drew. We've talked about it here. We got our ideas, but break it down for us. Let's hear how you see the great Drew Brees.
Fellas, we want to know. We know he's an all-timer. We know he's a Hall of Famer, but where do you put him in the pantheon of quarterbacks? Is he top tier, second tier, ABC? You call it.
First tier, depending on how big your tier is. I mean, if your first tier is two, no.
What if first tier is five?
All right, Brady one, Montana two.
Rodgers three?
Over Manning? I put Manning three right now. Okay. Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year. He gets three.
Rodgers four.
I mean, we're really recency biasing this thing. I mean, are we going to go Bradshaw four Super Bowls?
Marino, all the records win. Yeah, but before passing was what it is today.
I bring up Dan Marino all the time in these arguments. But I can't put him that high. For me, Brady and Montana are 1-2. Put that aside.
It's a good argument with Terry Bradshaw.
I would probably go Bradshaw 3, Manning 4. Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm hurting on right now. Elway or Breeze? That's hurting me.
Ooh.
That's a tough one, dude. Because here's the thing.
So, real quick. So, I think it's the top five is a true debate. If your tier one is top 10, which, by the way, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think Breeze is top 10. I don't think Breeze is top five.
I think that's accurate. I do. I mean, it's one Super Bowl. His numbers are tremendous. But here's the problem is that you have to separate eras. Because what if John Elway is playing for the Saints in the modern era when you can't breathe on quarterbacks? And I hate this argument generally, but it is a factor. Yes, people are bigger and stronger and better now. Mm-hmm. But put John Elway in Drew Brees' spot, and he probably does the same, if not more. We've talked about this before. Put Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Luck and placement have a lot to do with a lot of this. But I would put Brees, if you're saying top 10.
Brees is top 10.
He's top 10.
He's not top five.
Yeah. But first ballot Hall of Famer. Is Phil Rivers a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't think Phil gets in on the first ballot. I believe he'll get his second or third shot, though. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's first ballot.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, we have a, well, it's not official for 7 minutes, but the new president making his speech right now. It did occur to me to just take the hour off and play that. But I didn't want to piss off all of our listeners. John Elway is better than Terry Bradshaw. I think as a pure quarterback on the text line, I think you're right. I agree with you. But Terry Bradshaw has 4 Super Bowls.
Elway won 2. He won, you know, the back-to-backs, obviously. Did he play in, I believe he played in 2 in the 80s, right? The Niners shellacking.
Yeah, 55-10.
Yeah, what's the other one I'm missing? He played in a second one where I think they got shellacked in that too.
Was it also the Niners?
No, I think it wasn't the Giants.
Maybe.
I know he played in 2 in the 80s. I believe he got shellacked in both.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of discussion about Elway being overrated prior to winning those 2 Super Bowls, too. That's the crazy thing. Those 2 Super Bowls put Elway in such a completely different light post his career. Because there was a lot of people that didn't think Elway was good enough to win a Super Bowl. Granted, well, Terrell Davis helped with a lot of that.
One of my favorite stories. By the way, Terry Bradshaw, to their point, 62nd all-time in passing yards. It's really tough.
It's a different game, though.
Yeah.
It's not – you can't compare a quarterback in 2020 to a quarterback who played in the 70s. They just don't throw as much.
No.
I mean, not even close.
Terry Bradshaw, 38th in all-time touchdown passes.
Where's he at in QB rating, though?
6 behind Andy Dalton.
The great Andy Dalton. But what about quarterback rating? Is that stat in front of you?
That'd actually be a fun game, by the way, to do stuff like that. Like, who has more touchdowns thrown, Andy Dalton or Terry Bradshaw? That'd be actually a fun 10-question game to play. You said QB rating. The answer is I don't know.
Okay.
I'm scanning for it right now. How much time do we have?
Minute 15.
A minute 15? All right, let's get to the crossover question. And it's really an obvious crossover question because we've been having fun with it all day long. Jay and Doug. Doug and Jay, friends. With all the history from today going on, we've been having fun with pardons. Sports pardons, to be specific. Doug, you'd be happy to know we've officially pardoned Rick Fox for his altercation with you. I hope you would agree. I think you would. We have not pardoned Shaquille O'Neal for calling the Kings the Queens, though. We did not pardon the officiating crew. You know, we went through all this. But whether it's Barry Bonds or Pete Rose, whether it's, we talked about the Maloofs.
Steve Bartman reaching over in that
right.
foul ball.
You can offer a sports pardon. We've talked about LeBron James and the decision. He runs the gamut. You have one sports pardon you can lay out there. What would it be? And yes, I know that was a great question. Have a good day, guys. For Jay Mars, I'm Carmichael Dave. Jim Rome is next. Love you all. Bye-bye.